you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hey everyone, this is the Reporter Roundup. I'm Leo Duran. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, LAist has been partnering with PBS SoCal and KCET to bring you a daily roundup of the most essential coronavirus news in the LA region. Today, why local immigrants are questioning whether they should seek medical care, why some immigrant detainees are about to be released, and how health officials are reacting to the dramatic rise in coronavirus cases at nursing homes. But first, long-standing health hazards in low-income housing are making some renters unsafe. Our own Aaron Mendelson talked to Dr. David Jacobs of the National Center for Healthy Housing, a nonprofit advocacy and research group, about the dangers of being quarantined in substandard housing.
That's right. So we're under the safer at home order. But what does safer at home mean when your home isn't safe? So here in the LA Long Beach metro area, there's about 180,000 units of moderately to severely inadequate housing. According to the U.S. Census, these issues with substandard housing can be really serious, like lead paint, black mold, roaches, rats. And since the temperatures are high right now, we should note that a lot of people don't have AC. For my story, I talked to a renter named Patricia Macias. She lives in a home in Arlington Heights where she cares for her son, Elijah. Elijah has Down syndrome and asthma. Patricia has been trying to keep her son away from parts of the home that have lead paint from getting an asthma attack triggered by the roaches. She told me that right now she feels like her son's life is in her hands.
Next, Eric Galindo talks to local immigrant advocates about a common question asked by weary residents. Is it safe to seek medical care?
Yeah, so about 40% of undocumented people in California are uninsured. And because of that, undocumented people do not go get tested. They don't go seek aid. There's also an issue with the public charge rule, which would basically block you from changing your status if you use any federal or state aid. And there's a lot of unanswered questions. So I was asking Jessica who spends her days answering these questions. And she says coronavirus coverage does not violate the public charge rule. So anybody who's undocumented can actually go get tested and treated for coronavirus without fear of losing their status.
This week, we learned that the Adelanto Detention Center will need to release immigrant detainees due to a ruling by a federal judge in a recent lawsuit filed by the ACLU. LEU has more.
A federal judge in California has ordered U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to reduce the population at the facility. Last week, the ACLU of Southern California sued ICE, saying conditions at the center didn't allow for people to socially distance. For instance, lawyers said up to 8 people are housed together in one cell, and bunk beds are about 2.5 to 3 feet apart. So to reduce the population, the judge has ordered ICE to either release people, deport those with final deportation orders, or transfer people to other facilities. According to the order, ICE must release at least 100 people by next Monday and then at least another 150 by Thursday until it meets the target population level by May 4th.
And finally, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases at nursing homes is rising dramatically, which is prompting new testing measures and restrictions by local health officials. Here's Jackie Fortier.
Yeah, so today the LA County Health Department ordered all nursing homes to test all of the residents and staff for COVID-19, even if they don't have symptoms. That's because 40% of coronavirus deaths in LA County have been residents of skilled nursing facilities. Now, we also got word today that there are now 5 ongoing outbreaks at nursing homes in Orange County that have killed multiple residents, but there's a divide on how to handle it. LA County is requiring more testing, but Orange County health officials told me just yesterday that testing nursing home residents and staff who have had contact with a known coronavirus case is enough. So we know that it can take 14 days for someone who's exposed to the coronavirus to develop symptoms, meaning that, you know, healthcare workers can spread the virus even if they feel healthy. So now whether the state will step in order to order all of the nursing homes to test everyone really kind of remains to be seen.
Thanks for listening to today's Reporter Roundup. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another roundup for you on Monday. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The Reporter Roundup is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.